USA News, I'm Dave Collins. E. Jean Carroll is wrapping up her testimony in her civil battery and defamation trial against ex-President Trump. The columnist alleges Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room in 1996 and then defamed her when he denied years later by saying she isn't his type. The happiest place on earth is not so happy with Florida's governor.
Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds,
"No accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked."
I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street is closing with stocks way higher. This comes as earnings reports from big tech companies like Meta continue to roll in and surpass expectations. The Facebook parent company not only beat expectations, but also issued a very positive forecast. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 524 points to 33,826. The S&P 500 rose by 79 points to 41,35. The Nasdaq climbed up by 287 points to 12,142. A cargo train is derailed along the Mississippi River in Wisconsin. There are reports of injuries. It happened in Ferryville near the border between Wisconsin and northern Iowa. Video shows train cars in the water. First responders are on the scene. President Biden hosting Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House. The president took questions from kids on the White House lawn.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor? Chocolate chip ice cream.
This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
Former President Trump will not be able to prevent former Vice President Mike Pence from testifying about his alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. After a lawyer demanded Pence testify about Trump's role in the riot, the former president filed an emergency motion to block the order. A federal appeals court officially rejected his motion and reiterated that Pence will have to testify before a grand jury. Americans who feel discriminated against at work have a higher risk of developing high blood pressure. People participating in the study told researchers they did not have high blood pressure at the start of the eight-year study. Was it a smart move by Fox to fire Tucker Carlson?
In a video posted on his Twitter account Wednesday, Carlson didn't go into detail about his firing or future plans, instead delivering vague statements. Speculation about Carlson's future includes a possible independent digital media venture, perhaps a foray into politics. Many in right-wing media, and even some legal experts, see Fox's sudden firing of Carlson as a gross error in judgment, citing he may be more willing now to work against Fox News in its multi-billion dollar civil defense against Smartmatic. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A lot of Wheel of Fortune fans were likely confused when host Pat St. Jack disappeared at the end of the show. Earlier in the show, one of the contestants revealed that she was a huge fan of the show's announcer, Jim Thornton. So Thornton came out and took over for Pat. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.